Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Masks are optional at Logan Airport, on the T, and in a lot of other places. Many officials are reassuring people that even if others aren't masking, you can protect yourself by wearing a good mask. Experts say that's true, but there are some big caveats. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel is here to explain. Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
Okay, so what exactly does the science say about one-way masking?
So, Rupa, there are two things to know here. The first is that the more people who are masking, the more protection there is. Let me give you an example. Say there are two people, one has COVID and one does not. If the person with COVID is wearing a surgical mask, and you've probably seen those, they have the pleats and a lot of them are blue, that mask will block roughly 50% of the virus they breathe out into the room. Now, if the other uninfected person is wearing a similar mask, that filters out even more of the virus that they breathe in, actually cutting that in half further. So the risk is significantly lower because they are both masked. Here is Jonathan Levy. He chairs the Department of Environmental Health at Boston University.
It's pretty clear from the science that if you wear a mask and people around you don't wear a mask, you're less well protected than if everyone wears a mask. So, you know, your level of protection has gone down and your level of risk has gone up compared to how it used to be.
So this brings us to the second thing you have to know, and that is that the type of mask really matters.
Okay, so let's say I have one of those N95 masks. They're supposed to be the best out there, right? But how effective is it if a lot of people around me aren't wearing any masks?
Yes. So those N95s are at the top of the hierarchy in terms of protection. Now, to your other question, Lisa Brasseau at the University of Minnesota's Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy has worked on that very question. And she asked basically how long a mask can protect you if, say, you are sitting or standing right next to someone who is infectious. Here is what she told me. And just so you know, she calls N95 masks a respirator.
You might get a few minutes from a cloth face covering, and you might get a few more minutes from a surgical mask, but you can get, you know, an hour or more from a respirator, even if it's not fit tested.
Okay, that's pretty reassuring. So is it correct to say that's strong protection, N95, at least for an hour or two, even if I'm the only one wearing a mask?
That is right. The filters on these masks are phenomenal. It can reduce the virus you breathe in by 90 to 99% compared to not wearing a mask. But it all depends on how the mask fits your face. Basically, how much air leaks in and around, say, your nose or your cheeks, for example. The good news is Brasseau has tested N95 masks on average folk with no training and no testing to make sure it fits. And the results are pretty good. The vast majority of people get at least 80% reduction in exposure to virus particles.
Okay, so that's pretty good. But Gabriella, if I'm being extra careful because I have a high risk of severe COVID, or I'm trying to protect someone else who does, is there any way I can test the fit of my mask to make sure I'm getting the most protection possible?
Yes. So the most common way that hospitals do it is to have someone put on a mask and then they kind of put a hood over their head and you spray into that hood a bitter tasting substance and the person should not be able to taste it, even if they're talking or moving. Now, that might be tough to do at home. So here are some steps you can take. The first is make sure you have the right size mask and don't go by, say, your t-shirt size. Here's Brasseau again.
We are so different. Our face sizes, our noses, our, you know, the length and width and everything is so different person to person that there's no way I can't look at you and say, oh, yeah, you're going to need a small respirator.
So get a few different sizes and try them out. Next, have a friend or relative take a look for gaps along the edge of your mask. Two places experts say to focus on are under the chin and over the bridge of the nose. Another thing you can do is stand in front of a mirror and suck in your breath quickly. If you see the mask curve in slightly, that's a good sign. It means the air is being pulled through the filter and not kind of sneaking around through a gap. And one last test, Rupa, the glasses test. Put on your glasses or a pair of sunglasses with your mask, and they should not fog up.
Wait, really? They always fog up. My glasses always fog up.
You're right. I know. But if your glasses are fogging up, experts say that is an indication that you have gaps around your nose. Now, none of this is an official fit test, but it can help you get a sense of how well your mask is fitting. Michael Klumpis is the hospital epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And he says if you do get that good fit, you can be pretty confident.
If you are wearing a well-fitting N95, the amount of viral decrease or viral blocking is so profound that your risk of getting infected is almost nothing. Okay, nothing's perfect, but this is about as close to perfect as you can get.
And one final tip as we head into warmer weather, you should replace your mask if you have been sweating a lot.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to explain this to us.
Thank you.